Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Hey.
We have to change that. I just realized that this is not the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, but information could be very reciprocal. But hey, listen, this is Shades of Gray, as we were originally called, and then through the help of a marketing research team, we're called
Gray.
See, this is why we always record that. Hey, welcome to Grayscale, a podcast hosted by Kenny and Jane Hodge, where we like to talk to you about different issues. And again, we are a interracial couple, so a lot of the conversation we have, you're going to get that New Jersey side, and then you're going to get that Wisconsin side. Yeah, Wisconsin side. So how are you doing today, Jane?
Well, I'm well, but I suppose you know that because we are in the same house.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Good morning and good evening or good afternoon, Kenny.
Whatever time of day you listen to this podcast, we hope you find it entertaining. Hey, let's jump right in the deep end without a life vest on.
Okay.
We want to talk to you today about Roe v. Wade. Yeah. Roe versus Wade. Now, let me tell you, there's a lot of conversation going on about Roe v. Wade. Most people don't really even know what Roe v. Wade is, and I'm not trying to sound super intelligent. It's just that you grew up hearing Roe v. Wade.
And
you
knew it had something to do with abortion.
Yes.
Right.
But let me just give you just about 2 or 3 minutes of Roe v. Wade in its actual form. Roe v. Wade was a landmark decision from the United States Supreme Court, in which they ruled that the Constitution of the United States conferred the right to have an abortion. When Roe v. Wade came out in 1973, it struck down a whole lot of federal and state abortion laws. So if I was to reduce it, and trust me, it is much greater than what I'm about to reduce it to, Roe v. Wade, that victory gave women the right to choose what happens with their body. It legalized, and if that's the word to use, abortions. Would we agree to that, dear?
Yes, because now, why was it? Was somebody trying to stop Jane Roe, or that's what they called her?
You know, and again, the name Roe v. Wade, as with so much of our history, that wasn't her name.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't her name.
It's almost like you call it Jane Doe. They called her Jane Roe.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, let me tell you, the lady who this case centered around, her name was Norma McCorvey, I think it was. Yeah, Norma McCorvey. And again, for whatever reason, they began to call her and that case Jane Roe. I'd be willing to bet you if people seen Norma out in the street, they still probably call her Jane Roe. But again, understanding what it is you're trying to accept or reject.
May I just point out that,
sure,
honest to God, back in the day when Roe versus Wade was happening in the 60s and 70s, the thing of it is that you never saw her. That's what protected her. And just in the past decades, now you see who she is.
And you're right, because during the whole court proceedings, Norma McCorvey never appeared.
Of course, yeah.
They took her issue to the Supreme Court, and fought a fight for her that she basically gave them the issue and then just kind of moved that away and went on and lived her life because she actually had the baby.
Yeah, she had the baby. In fact, she's been in the news in the past couple of years. But now let me ask you this. Didn't she, in order to try to get an abortion, lie or something?
Now, this is where, wow, this is where the case gets a little convoluted and it makes people maybe not want to support her.
Right.
Well, you got to remember that they're in Texas, you know.
Yeah, Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Mm-hmm. Now, they're in Texas. So here you have a white woman wanting an abortion, but it was illegal. But because they were in Texas, if you got pregnant,
Ooh, here we go.
I'm sorry. Here comes that race card. If you got pregnant by a black man.
Raped, you mean?
Raped, well, you know, this is Texas. I'm pretty sure if, you know, anyway, if you got raped by a black man and became pregnant, Texas law said you could have an abortion. Now, abortion is illegal, but if a black man raped you, it was okay. Now, that law didn't extend itself to white Texans. That was a
special. Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. And I'm not going to do the research on that. But it was brought to me that the law stated if you got raped by a black man, the fact that the law would have just said if you got raped, that's one thing. Well, black man was so important.
That for sure you could get an abortion.
Exactly. And all Norma wanted was to not to have this baby. But, you know, we talked about Norma McCorvey as a.k.a. Jane Roe. But the Wade part of this was a district attorney in Texas. And his name was, what was his name?
Well, it was something Wade.
Well, his name was Wade. John Wade, I think his name was.
So he was trying everything in his power to make sure she, that abortions were
Henry
illegal.
Henry Wade, yes. He was the district attorney.
Oh, Henry and versus the John, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Henry Wade.
It wasn't John Doe Wade.
No, it wasn't John Doe Wade. Henry Wade was the attorney's name. And what happened was, after Jane Roe, in fact, I'm going to call her by her real name. Her mama called her Norma, so I'm going to call her Norma too. After Norma became pregnant with her third child, she wanted an abortion, but she lived in Texas where that shit was illegal.
Yeah.
So she got with an attorney, a young lady named Sarah Haddington and Linda Coffey, I think it was, and they filed a lawsuit on her behalf. And the local district attorney, Henry Wade, that's why he was famous for this case. You know, he tried to prove that, no, we're not doing that abortion in Texas. So,
yeah, but what other cases? He had some really high-profile
before that. Yes, he had another. I can't think of what it was, but I know he had another high-profile case. I know what it was. He was on that of Jack Ruby for killing Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, see?
So he had
a really high profile to begin with, and
yes,
he went up against a woman who wanted an abortion.
Exactly. So when we talk about Roe v. Wade, first let's understand Roe is a young lady by the name of, was a young lady by the name of Norma McCorvey, I'm sorry. And Roe was a district attorney out of Texas who fought adamantly to make sure.
Wade was a district attorney.
Okay, let me start over again. All right, hold on.
You had Roe.
Norma McCorvey was Jane Roe. She wanted the abortion.
Dorothy, or.
No, get that. No, stop it. And
I'm sorry.
Henry Wade was a Texas district attorney that said, no, you're not going to get it. And the Supreme Court stepped in and said, now, once again, this decision came years after. In fact, like I said earlier, Norma already had the child. But the Supreme Court stepped in and said, you know what? It is legal to have abortions. And this is why. So I wanted to lay that down a little heavier than I planned on it. But I wanted to lay that down to the audience because you got to understand the real premise of, or the, now you get a better understanding of the adverse actions that's going to come because the Supreme Court now overturned that decision.
Right here.
Since 1973. Now, I got to say to you, see, this is where Shades of Gray, I'm sorry, I keep saying Shades of Gray because that was our original name.
Grayscale.
Grayscale.
And we might change it again, but anyway.
But this is where Grayscale gets interesting at. I wonder what the end game is for older white males, and I'm sorry, I have to state this so you feel what I feel, to make decisions on what any woman does with her body. Now, I'm sorry, I'm going to get on the soapbox just for a minute here. I don't buy that whole Judeo-Christianity nonsense that they're talking. Yes, I did say nonsense. I don't buy that because you cannot be so pro-life about an embryo or an infant, but yet you can own people and you can disrespect people and you can mistreat people. See, those two don't mix to me. So I wonder what the real end game is.
I just think it really comes down to a person's belief in what a child is the minute of conception. Some people, of course, believe that that's where life begins. And I just want to say this mostly about, I guess, myself, and because I can't speak for anybody else. I was so fortunate not to have ever had to make my mind up to do this or not to do it. But I guarantee you that I would have felt much better if I had to, that I had a choice.
And you should have a choice. And you know, there are certain things in life that don't need to be governed by a law. There's certain things in life that are just natural. And for any man, I'm sorry, to make that decision. And you know, it's so funny that we talk about
or
this.
Or woman.
Or for, you know, I mean, again, now, see.
There's plenty of
if
women.
If there was a panel,
this.
Yes, yes. If there was a panel of women and those women got together and decided based on just nothing but female conversation that, okay, we're going to abolish abortions. You know what? I could be on board with that. I'm bored with that a little more than a decision from non-women. And that might sound crazy, but see, I think that if you get a panel of women together, they're going to discuss issues that, I'm sorry, I don't care how much I read, I don't care how much I study, there's shit that women go through that on my best day, I'm never going to understand that.
And you know what I think?
Never going to understand that.
I think every single, I don't care where those women came from, how old they were, and if they were all sitting together, whether it was 10 or 100 women,
yes.
I am saying there's not one woman, and this is what makes me so mad about pro-lifers, is because there's not one woman that's pro-abortion. Not one.
Well,
not one woman is pro-abortion.
Well, once again, see, when you say pro-abortion, that means I'm going to champion it. But every woman, I think, well, most women, not pro-abortion. That don't even sound right.
No, that's
but pro-choice. I want to be able to choose. I don't. If I choose to have the baby, that's my choice.
And my,
if I choose to have an abortion,
my
it's my
point
choice.
About that is that many people say that pro-choicers are pro-abortionists. And we're not. And to be honest with you, let me explain it. Details. When I hold one of my babies, and what I mean by that is my grandchildren, I never had a child. I was fortunate not to have to make a choice, I say, but I also never had a child. But I know that feeling when you hold a baby and the way they smell and the weight of that baby and their skin and their so perfect and beautiful that I must say still, I know that feeling. And for all the women that are against abortions, God, that's one of those things that we all feel as women, as mothers, and I'm just saying that I think it's really between you and your body and you and your God as to what your choices are when it comes to this, because
yes.
And let me just add one more thing is that, you know, how they say, oh, if you're raped or if you're, you know, incestual. Let me just say that I really don't think that, again, anybody is pro-abortion.
And I agree with that. And again, as we get ready to end the 15-minute segment we just did on Roe v. Wade, again, I think that it's a lady's choice. I think that men making laws that govern the actions or the end result of women's bodies, I don't agree with that. If men really wanted to make laws for men.
I love that you say that. Yes.
Yeah. Instead of making a reverse in Roe v. Wade, make every man get snipped.
There you go.
No, watch this. I'm 63 podcast audience. That was a joke because my, you know, I'm way past that point in my life. So don't nobody take that personal. Hey, listen, trying to bring you a little humor as we bring you an interesting podcast on Roe v. Wade. I hope the beginning of the podcast gave you a little information on what Roe v. Wade actually pertains to. Again, Jane Roe, not her name, Norma McCorvey and Henry Wade are the two major participants in this decision that allowed women the right to have abortions. Have a great day, and we will
talk
to you the
day.
Next
Bye.
Time we talk to you.